This is the Voice from Jerusalem. We invite you to join us now as Yuval Shomron brings you his program called Hebrew Highlights.
Shalom, this is Yuval Shomron coming to you from Jerusalem. Today we're going to take a look at four words in Hebrew based on one root, made up of the letters Kuf, Resh, and Bet. Kerev, Korban, Karov, and Krav. First let's read from Zephaniah 3, verse 17. The Lord your God is in your midst, a victorious warrior. He will exult over you with joy. He will be quiet in his love. He will rejoice over you with shouts of joy. The word for in your midst is bekirbech. It is used 79 times in the Hebrew Old Testament, sometimes speaking of being in the midst of a people, the earth, a generation, or the temple. The next word, karov, or near, is obviously related, as we see in Psalm 73, verse 28. But as for me, the nearness of God is my good. I have made the Lord God my refuge, that I may tell of all his works. We know that God is close, even in our midst, even to the point that he dwells in us by his Holy Spirit. The next passage in Romans 12, 1, uses the word korban, or sacrifice. I urge you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship. As we know from 1 Corinthians 6:19, our body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in us. So then we are able to present our korban, or sacrifice, to God, who is karov, or near to us, bekirbenu, or in our midst. The last of the four words I'm investigating seems, at least on the surface, to be completely unrelated. Let's read from Psalm 55, verse 18. He will redeem my soul in peace from the battle which is against me, for there are many who strive with me. Here the word battle is the Hebrew word krav. What can the connection possibly be between the words battle, midst, near, and sacrifice? Let me offer a few suggestions. When we go through spiritual warfare, we often find that the real battle, and yes, the real victory, is within. If we can just overcome our mind's fears and protest, we can finally get to a place of faith. We have to come near God to allow him to fight at our side. Someone once said, "If you don't feel near to God, guess who moved?" When we do approach the throne, it is good and acceptable if we bring a sacrifice, whether of praise or of another offering which the Father will be pleased with. Our enemy will always try to keep us from getting near to God, but he is already within us, a mighty warrior. He will save us. He will quiet our embattled spirits with his love, and then he will rejoice over our victory with us with shouts of joy. Shalom, shalom from Jerusalem.
You've been listening to Hebrew Highlights with Yuval Shomron. Visit our website, www.hebrewhighlights.com.